Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
High, we look low. We find something that you might not have spotted, but it's doing the rounds on social media in the last 7 days. It's what's trending, and I'm going to go first this week.
Yeah, go for it. What have you got for us?
Well, I always tell us to get into a plane and go somewhere, right, for these stories.
Yeah, where are we at?
This week, we've been to America, we've been to Canada.
Nice.
We've even been here in Australia, but where we haven't gone?
China?
Aotearoa.
Oh, New Zealand.
This story comes out of my hometown. And even closer than that, really, it's my home suburb.
Oh,
this
really?
Story is out. Yeah, so I lived in the suburb for 3 years prior to me moving here. It's called Te Aratu Peninsula. Now, it's in the news because a few residents are fed up. And they're like, enough's enough. I'm selling my house. That's how angry they are
wow.
at the moment. Okay, so what's
going
on? Well, it started in 2019. They have been hearing Celine Dion.
In their head?
No.
What?
A group of up to 50 cars have been parking up all around the suburb at different hours, sometimes 2 in the morning, other times 4 in the afternoon, and they will just play an entire song of Celine Dion, all of them in sync. So could you imagine this? I've got some grabs. These are the two songs that they play on repeat.
Wherever you are.
Okay, that one.
A little bit of Celine.
My heart will go on. And if they don't want to play that one, you'll hear this.
I'm your lady. I love this song.
The power of love.
And you are my man.
Now, it's gotten to the point that people are so fed up. Like I said, they're actually selling their houses. So it started in 2019.
Yep.
Then it kind of disappeared for a while. And now it's just crept back up the start of 2022. And back in 2019, it was just a small number. They didn't really know where it was coming from. And it was confusing. Now there's a group of 50 cars.
They just drive around.
They drive around. They park up and they play a song. Then they'll quickly go away, drive somewhere else, park up and play it again.
Brilliant.
And they've been doing this. For months.
I love this.
That's so annoying.
I love it.
Could you imagine? 2 a.m. My heart will go on. That's not the tune.
No.
So we were in a plane in New Zealand. We've just boarded again. Where are we heading? Don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, let's
say. This one, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's not country specific.
Okay, let's say Italy.
Sure. Now, a woman's been left surprised after finding her husband's hidden hobby after he passed away.
Ooh.
Which I thought, like, I never really thought about it. Once, you know, I pass away and someone goes through all my things.
Mm.
Maybe the one.
What will they find?
One embarrassing thing is I still own my childhood diary.
Ooh. Like, is Evan allowed to read that?
If he wants.
Okay. Well,
so that doesn't bother me.
Sounds boring.
But it would still be embarrassing. Like, oh, this happened at school and I don't think they like me or whatever.
Would you have any boy crushes in there?
Oh, yeah, totally would have. So that would be the embarrassing part. Anyway, so this lady, her name's Julie. She paid to have her like attic all boarded up after her husband passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And then the workmen who started the job, they asked her what they should do with all the boxes. And she's like, what boxes? She had no idea what they were talking about.
He'd been stashing something.
Yeah. So they started pulling down things like lion's heads,
what?
A zebra, and other stuffed animals.
What?
She had no idea that her partner, Kevin, had spent years hoarding dozens of animals in their attic that's now being described as one of the most unusual private collections. So these are all obviously taxidermy animals.
Wow. And to just hide them in an attic.
So he was just like hoarding them away. She knew he liked taxidermy.
Yeah.
Okay, but she had no idea of his vast collection. They went on to find an extra 150 pieces tucked away in their garage.
Whoa.
As well. So this collection included things like a 1920s lion's head with
what?
Real teeth, I tell you.
This there is was, an expensive hobby to hide.
There was an otter, a white rabbit, a badger, a fox, a zebra.
A full zebra.
Uh-huh.
How would you even get that up in your attic?
And there was also this type of African antelope. And they're not the peculiar finds, Jazeel. Among the peculiar finds is a large glass display featuring a puppy dog, a pair of red squirrels and a green woodpecker dating back to the 1860s.
What? How much would that be worth?
That's what I wonder. But she says it's all going to go to charity when she sells up, probably until she finds out.
Could you imagine the garage sale? Oh, I'll just come pop my head in.
Come grab a lion's taxidermied lion's head. Real teeth.
How much? 10 cents.
Yeah, there you go.
Didn't know I had it.
Yeah. Crazy.
That is
unreal.
Would
you not be freaked out if you walked into like your garage and found all these taxidermied animals?
I wouldn't believe it. I'd go, I was married to this man for how many years?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's just weird.
She just reckons he didn't tell her because he was embarrassed about how much he was spending on his taxidermy animals.
It would be expensive.
It would be so expensive. How did she not know?
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.